class?
You didn't think I'd forget you, did you?
Especially on a wonderful night like this. Spring has sprung and the tests have come.
Before we give it, and to give an extra minute for those who are out in the hallway debating whether they're going to come to class or not tonight, we'll pass out the administrative bulletin. To any who need it, raise your hand if you didn't get one from last week, the April 3rd. Yes. Okay, and we need to start the roll book. Okay, now this test, you will have 30 minutes from the time that everybody starts to take the test, which should be plenty of time. So once we pass it out and you get ready to go, why, check your watches, synchronize your Rolex watches, or look at the clock or whatever, and we'll be ready to go. Don't take it until I give you the...
Start until I give you the go-ahead, though. Well, Steve's taking me seriously. Hands is very scientific, sounding the police coming from the part of the room. You may, however, put your name and the date on it now. The date is April 8th. 8th day of Nisan.
5258 or something. So, 4885. Make sure your name is on it. And with that, you may begin. You have 30 minutes. Listening on tape, this is file number 3, Ezekiel Test, Introduction in Chapters 1 through 11.
Thank you.
You have 2 minutes. How many are not finished yet? Raise your hand. Okay.
Okay, please exchange your papers. We're going to grade them in class. I have two extra papers. Would anybody want to grade two? couple people maybe. Who else might want to be too?
I just want to take that second table.
Oh.
Okay, please write your name on the paper as corrector and use a different colored ink in correcting the paper so that your marks will be distinguished from theirs. Okay, just no marks if they've got it right, and if it's wrong, circle the right answer for them, if you will, and then put the appropriate number of minus points right in the margin there. All right, part one, multiple choice. Circle the letter of the correct answer. Unless stated otherwise, each question has only one correct answer. Number one, what is the meaning of Ezekiel? Letter B, God, or El, strengthens. Letter B. Number two, who was king of Judah when Ezekiel was taken captive? Also letter B, Jehoiakim. Number three, where did Ezekiel live during the captivity? Here we have letter D, the river Kebar. Number four, which prophet does Ezekiel mention by name in his book? Letter B, Daniel. He mentions the prophet Daniel. Number five, which phrase occurs some 70 times in Ezekiel? Here the answer is letter C, they shall know that I am the Lord. Letter C. Number six, what is Ezekiel called some 100 times? Letter A, Son of Man. Son of Man. All right, page 2, number 7. How long had Ezekiel been in captivity before his visions began? Letter D, 5 years. 5 years. Just remember grace to make a minister, and then you can remember 5 years. Number 8, which book immediately precedes Ezekiel's in the Hebrew Bible, thus indicating an interrelationship? Letter C, Jeremiah. In our English Bible, it's Lamentations, and before that Jeremiah, but in the Hebrew it's Jeremiah and then Ezekiel. Alright, number 9, which event marks the beginning of the 70-year captivity of Judah? Letter B, the coming of Nebuchadnezzar's forces to Jerusalem in Jehoiakim's fourth year, 605 BC, resulting in Daniel's captivity. So Ezekiel's captivity there, letter C, is wrong. That's not how we mark the beginning of the 70 years, but with the first one, 605. All right, 10, Ezekiel 1:3 says the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel. What does this mean? Letter E, it came to him in reality. It came expressly to Ezekiel, or in reality, to distinguish it from something that was unreal or hypothetical. Number 11, from whence did the whirlwind come to Ezekiel? Letter D, from the north. Letter D. 12, out of the midst of the fiery cloud which appeared to Ezekiel was the color of amber. What is the best understanding of the Hebrew here? Letter C, the cloud had a center of glowing metal. Page 3, the basic overall likeness of the four living creatures was, letter D, that of a man. Letter D, a man. 14, what is the best understanding of what is meant by the straight feet of the living creatures? Letter D, vertical feet, without horizontal soles. 15, what did the cherubic feet sparkle like? Letter A, brass. As brass. 16, what sort of a foot did the cherubic foot resemble? Letter A, the foot of a calf. 17, which four Israelite tribes are represented by the man, lion, ox, and eagle, respectively? Which means in that order. Letter C, Reuben, Judah, Ephraim, and Dan are represented by those symbols. Number 18. Number 18, what is the meaning of seraphim? Letter E, burning ones. Burning ones. Number 19, what would be a preferable translation to living creatures? Which sounds just a little bit too much like the zoo. Letter E, living ones. Living ones. Page 4, number 20. The appearance of the living creatures was as lamps. What is the literal meaning of the Hebrew letter E, torches? Torches. 21, Ezekiel 1:18 speaks of the rings in relation to the wheels that the living creatures had. To what do these refer? Letter A, the outer edges of the wheels. It's not rings and valves, anything inside the engine there, but it's the outer edges of the wheels. 22, where were the eyes of the cherubim located? Letter E, over the entire body, wings, and wheels. Everywhere. They had knowledge, complete knowledge. 23, what did the cherubim do when the voice of God was heard? Letter B, they stood still and lowered their wings. Just remember Don's song from the heavenlies, and you'll get that one right. 24, what color was the throne of God as seen in Ezekiel chapter 1? Letter A, it was blue, representing heaven. 25, what truth or attribute is seen in the rainbow surrounding the throne of God in Ezekiel 1? Letter C, mercy. That rainbow speaks of the mercy of God. Remember the song we sing, the mercy of the Lord is all around me. The mercy of the Lord is my defense. 26, what was unusual about the scroll which Ezekiel ate in a vision? Well, it was letter C, that it was written on the inside and the outside, which was not normal. Page 527, how did the scroll taste in Ezekiel's mouth? It was sweet. Sweet. Letter E. 28, what was symbolized by the bread made by Ezekiel? Letter C, the coming siege and famine of Jerusalem. It was the bread of affliction, I think he called it. 29, what did Ezekiel engrave upon a clay brick as commanded by God? Uh-oh, it's air raid. Everybody hit the deck.
Not me, don't look at me.
Somebody's got something going here. It's Clint, but he's playing like it's not his watch. Acting real cool there. Not me. All right. We read 28. The answer is C there. 29, he engraved the city of Jerusalem upon that clay brick. And then he laid siege to it, showing the Babylonian siege. Letter B. 30, how long did he lay on his left side to bear the iniquity of Israel? Letter D, 390 days. B is incorrect because it was on his right side for Judah that he lay 40 days. So letter D, 390. 31, in Ezekiel 7:23, the prophet is commanded to make a chain. What does it symbolize? Letter C is the answer here, the captivity and imprisonment of Judah. 32, for whom were the women in Jerusalem's temple weeping? Letter D, for Tammuz. 33, quoting Ezekiel 9:4, what is the Hebrew word for mark? Mark upon the foreheads of the men. Letter E, Tau, or Tav, last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Page 6, the check all that apply. Each question has at least one correct response. Number 1, which of the following men were both priests and prophets? All right, they want to check everyone here except for letter C. Nathan was a prophet but not a priest. So A, B, D, and E should all be checked. So follow the scoring there. If they've got one of them wrong, it's minus 2. 2 wrong, it's minus 4. 3 or more wrong, it's minus 5. Now, the scoring differs in the various questions, so always read the instructions right above the question.
That one I had a question. Was Ezekiel actually a priest? Because he was taken captive from Jerusalem before he was made a priest. That's how I really interpreted that.
Well, I think he's called Ezekiel the priest in one verse, which would pretty much settle that, I think. And whether he ever ministered as a priest, I think, is moot. The fact remains that as a son of Aaron, he was a priest, and I think accorded the respect that was due him. Probably he... We cannot say for sure that he never ministered as a priest in Jerusalem either. That's presupposing that 30th year in chapter 1, verse 1 there is the 30th year of his life, which is speculation. But I think, I believe it does call him Ezekiel the priest, and he is a priest, priestly lineage. All right, number 2. Ezekiel 1:1 mentions the 30th year. What does this possibly refer to? All right, I'll just go through them here and tell you whether it should have a check or a blank. And what I would do is, if it's wrong, is just, well, maybe put an X to the left of it in your ink or something so you can add them up when you're done. Letter A, check. Letter B, blank. Letter C, check. D is blank. Letter E, check. Letter F, check. Letter G, blank. And letter H, blank. So the checked ones are A, C, E, and F. And all the rest of them should be blank. So there were four possibilities. Yes, Bruce.
I thought you said they had never measured anything from the Jubilees. So you said that wasn't a very good possibility.
I did, but I gave it as, I listed it as a possibility. I think I brought arguments against each of the three, there, maybe even all four of them, or what their weak points were. But again, the question simply says, what is it possibly referred to? And I didn't distinguish between, you know, kind of a weak possibility or a strong possibility there. All right, number three. Why do the cherubim primarily represent saints, not angels? All right, letter A is check. The detailed description, Christ-like terms. Letter B is blank. Letter C is blank. Letter D is check. E is check. F is check. G is blank. And H is check. So again, the checked ones are A, D, E, F, and H. B, C, and G are blank. Page 7, number 4. What did the noise of the cherubim wings resemble? Letter A is check. Letter B, I have a question here in my notes, and I'm not going to take the time to go back through my lecture notes to verify it, but I show myself as accepting it either way, checked or blank, and I know there must be a reason for that, and it escapes me at the moment. But
it says in one of the scriptures it resembles the sound of chariot wheels.
Yeah, I don't know why I've got the check in parentheses there, but I'm going to accept it either way. There may be something, if maybe I got into the Hebrew or checked something there and it was a little discrepancy, but we'll accept B either way. Letter C is check. Letter, did I say check for C? I'm sorry, that's a mistake. I'm sorry. Letter C should be blank. Okay? C is blank. Now D is checked. Great waters. E is checked. Humming noise. F, I show as taking it either way. So I'm going to accept F, either blank or checked. So that's kind of just a free one. Letter G is checked. And then the final three are all blank. H, I, and J are blank. So again, the checked ones are A, D, E, and G. I'll accept B and F either way, and then all the rest are blank. All right, number five. What point or points did Ezekiel's description of God on his throne include? Letter A, check. Excuse me, blank. I'm sorry, A is blank. Letter B is check, resembled a man. C is blank. D is blank. E is checked, resembled fiery glowing metal. Remember it said from his loins even downward and from the loins upward. So those are the only two descriptions given comparing to man and fire, B and E. Number six, what did Ezekiel do with his hair and beard after cutting it? Letter A is blank. B is checked. C is blank. D is blank. E is checked. F is blank. G is blank. And H is checked. So the checked ones are three in number. B, E, and H are checked. The rest are to be left blank. All right, part three, matching. Number one, the statements that are descriptive of the appearances and visions identify each description next to where they were found. All right, letter A. Now we have one. Yes. You mean in this part here?
Yes.
Well, what we'll do is this. 1 point per blank. If there are to be two correct answers, I'll split it up and make it a half point each for those. I'm not going to split it into thirds or quarters, and there are two that have three answers and one that has four. In those cases, we'll probably just keep it at a half each.
But
No, if they only have one of two, it's going to be minus one half. So, for example, let's look at the first one here, letter A, coals of fire, should have two answers, number 4 and number 5, because they were seen with coals of fire in Isaiah and Ezekiel's. So to have full credit, they need to have 4 and 5. Now, if they have one or t'other, then it's minus one half, okay? All right, letter B is number 7. Letter C is number 5. Letter D, 4, 5, and 6. Three numbers, 4, 5, and 6. Now, what we're going to do is score it in their for their benefit. In other words, if they even got one of the three, we're only going to take off one half. Okay? So if they got one of the three right, or two of the three right, it's one minus one half, and then if they got them all three, of course, it's nothing off. And the same thing holds true with letter E, the answers of to which are numbers 1, 2, and 3 for stationary. 1, 2, and 3. All right, letter F.
If you run through the scoring of that again.
Okay, if they missed one, it's minus one half. If they missed two, it's minus one half. If they missed three, it's minus one. And that will hold true on D and E.
On E, wouldn't 7 apply also?
Millennial Temple. I don't have it in my notes. I think they may move. Maybe we should check on that.
There are cards into the
Maybe I just omitted that in my key.
Yeah, on letter E, the stationary, I didn't check even there because it just says they were stationed as guards.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't say whether they're standing still or they're marching back and forth with their flaming sword.
No, but the implication is that they were, you know, at the gate there. Oh boy, the last bell is rung. Hey, we're gonna have to stop right here because I want to make sure that this stays on the tape. So let's just hold our place. It's a little awkward place to end the hour, but that's okay. We'll just hold them and we'll give you your 5-minute break. Then when we come back, we'll look at this again. In the meantime, I better look at Ezekiel 41 and 43.